Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. My name is Gabrielle. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
All right, I'm calling back. You couldn't hear me the first time.
May I have your social?
419-53-8942.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that social for me?
419-53-8942.
Okay. This your first time filing an unemployment claim?
No, I was trying to pick back up where I left off at. I didn't get to finish because I didn't know where my work was what the company name was called, because it went through another company, but I know now.
Okay, one moment. It's storing your information all over again. I will need your first name.
AUTAVIOUS.
That's AUTAVIOUS?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and how would you spell your last name for me?
Prim, P-R-I-M.
Okay, what's your date of birth?
07/30/2001.
All right, you said 7/30/2001. Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school, graduated.
Okay, did you complete any college?
No, nothing.
Okay, do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you verify that license number and state for me?
All right, let me get it real quick.
Okay.
Hold on one moment.
Okay. Okay, if you're approved for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which you prefer?
Through my account.
Okay, checking or savings?
Savings.
Okay, may I have your routing number?
Yeah, I gotta go get that real quick.
Okay.
My routing number is 262-277-419.
Okay, and what's your account number?
116-253/00.
Okay, I'm going to repeat back out to you. So your routing number is 26227701 and your account number is 11.
It's 419 at the end.
Okay, I'm sorry. I heard.
Oh, you good. You good.
You said 419. Okay.
Yeah, 419.
Okay, your account number is 116-253/00.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what's your mailing address?
13226 NG Drive.
Okay, can you spell that street address for me?
ANGIEDR.
Okay, what's the city?
Foley, Alabama.
You said Foley?
Yeah, Foley.
Okay, one moment. Okay, what's that zip code?
36535.
Okay, is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
Same thing.
Okay, has your address changed in the last year?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your telephone number?
850-549-6740.
Okay. Okay, your mailing address is 13226 Angie Drive. That's in Foley, Alabama, 36535. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 5530 Flatwoods Road. 243 Northgate Drive.
Yes, 243
Northgate Drive. Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1105 Moss Avenue. 1298 Fort Dale Road. 1812 North Cedar Street. Or 4513 Saks Road. Or none of the above. 1812
North Cedar Street.
Okay. These are yes or no questions. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Worked for the government? Like, somebody like a regular job? Like,
like a USPS, like a post office.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay. Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay. When was the last day you worked?
That I don't remember.
Can you give me an estimated date?
Like, somewhere around May. No, not May, maybe, but today is July. Yeah, about May.
Okay, what date in May? Like, the beginning of the month, like end?
Around about the 22nd, probably. Somewhere
okay,
around
this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah, but I like can't find a job right now.
Okay, yes, sir. Do you work for yourself or own a business or your corporate officer for a business?
Neither.
Okay. Are you currently working solo on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Can you repeat that again?
Have you applied for or receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Okay, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Like 30. What?
Okay, what is the lowest hourly wage which you will sell?
17.
Okay, do you obtain work through a union?
Man, what'd you say again?
Do you obtain work through a union?
Through a union? No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No. They just didn't stop putting me on the schedule, so I was like, we're going to do an employment soon.
Okay. What was your job title?
I was like, I did parking and did like security. I had to hang out for another company.
Okay. What's the name of your last job, the one you got unemployment for?
Hold on. I got it right here.
Was it Brent Robinson Gulf Corporation?
No, it was, I worked for Brent Robinson, but that wasn't my last job. It was Island Coast Services.
Okay. You said Island
Coastal Services.
Okay. What city and state was this work performed in?
I was in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Gulf Shores, okay. You did say Island Custom Services?
Yes, ma'am, Island Coastal Services.
Do you have a good phone number for this job?
A phone number? The dude who hired me, I can give you his number.
Okay, give me that number.
All right, hold on. Go to that real quick. 251-504-2438.
Okay, and when did you first start this job? Because I would need that information when you first started and when was your last day at work for this job.
I think around February, March, somewhere around there.
Okay, can you give me like an estimated start date?
February. Around.
What's the date in February?
I say the 28th.
Okay, this year.
I think it, yeah, like Yeah, this is.
Okay, and when was your last day work for this job? Carl, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. It was like the last day I came in. Was it June? It was like around June, so I think.
What date in June?
The 12th.
Okay.
I don't remember the exact date.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work, like vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Have I received? No, I haven't done none of that.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension from this employer? Okay. And why are you no longer working for this job?
He hadn't put me on the schedule no more, like, so I ain't been on the schedule. He hadn't sent me the code to log back in my phone on my app, so I can't, I don't know when I'm working, so I don't work there no more.
Okay.
He didn't tell me why, I just not on the schedule, and I don't have the code to see when I go to work, so.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
I don't know.
I'm saying, do you want taxes taken out of your unemployment check?
Oh, no. It'll be fine. No.
Okay. Your four-digit PIN number is going to be 4300.
4300?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done.
All right.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Correction System. Your correction application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active correction application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and submit an online resume. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you want to file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is
1-800-752-7389.
Yeah. 7389. All right.
So I call that every
Yes, sir. You're going to make your first certification this coming Sunday. You're going to call that number. You're going to enter that four-digit PIN number I gave you to file, okay?
That was 73-100, the last four, right?
No, sir. It's 1-800-752-7389.
Oh, 7389. My bad. I got it.
It's okay. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet is going to explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. You're going to read this information carefully. But if you have any questions regarding this booklet that's going to be mailed to you, you can call 1-800-361-4524. Okay, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye.